I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Hello, I'm Solazar.
Hi, I'm Carolani, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation on AM 540 KRXA.
Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you the information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the support of Magic for Life, which is the producer of Good Vibrations Radio, as well as the Rhoda Psychic Fair coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds May 3rd and 4th. And our guests tonight include Carolyn Gervais, the author of I Dreamed I Was Human, and Liliana Bethany and Nolan Matthew, the founders of Seventh Awakening. But before we talk with our guests this evening, Kirilani will share with us the energy of the week, the month, and the year in her Go With The Flow.
Well, thanks, Solazar. And here we are in March, the most powerful month of the entire 2014. And every day has really just been packed full. And it's a tremendous time for opportunity. So we want to let you make the most out of this energy because we're in a year that's all about self-truth. It's a year of a continuous wake-up call asking us to become more conscious, to be more aware, to become more authentic to who we truly are and what we came onto this planet to be at this point in time and for this life. And as we look at this energy of March, March brings us a double dose of that energy of self-truth, of awakening, of that call for spiritual liberation, of allowing our heart and mind to be set free from embracing and partnering with our spirits. So as we go through this awakening process, our awareness expands. And as we see more truth and embrace more what is the real truth of our soul, not the truth that our mind has been telling us all these years, all these lifetimes, but our real truth, we have an opportunity to see things with a broader level of understanding. And that is what brings the liberation. Once we're liberated, we're able to be much more authentic, much more aligned with our soul's true blueprint for this life. And we're operating now in a greater level of integrity and alignment with that soul. And as we're in this creative cycle of 2014, all of those choices we make, the decisions we make, we're planting those seeds. We're working in co-creation with the divine to recraft our entire life, not just for this life, for millennia to come. So the time period is really critical. And here we are all the way to the mental week of the month already. It's gone really, really fast. So this is the juicy part of the month in a year that's about self-truth, to allow us to offer up willingly all of those things that we maybe thought were the truth, but truly are just illusions. The attitudes and the beliefs and the judgments that we hold in our mind, that we hold in our left brain, in that wonderful little thing called an amygdala that has been here to keep us safe. It's been here to tell us all the things we should be afraid of. It's been here to put us on alert at everything that comes up in our life, practically. And yet this is the time to go through and dismantle all of those false beliefs, those false attitudes, those false judgments, and to let them go. I picked a card before we started the show, and it's interesting because it's the card of the mind, and it shows the mind all bound up in tight, tight, bondages. And then it's got different, almost like little firecrackers of triggers that if you touch them, you're going to explode. And all the machinations of the mind constantly churning, trying to solve every problem, every question, constantly that voice in your head saying you should do more of this and you didn't do enough of that. And all of the judgments that the mind can replay over and over and over again. This is the time to open up, to be liberated from all of that. Think of what your life would be like if you could lead it with a sense of peace of mind, with a sense of confidence and alignment with your soul and knowing that you're on the right path, not doubting, not questioning, just simply knowing. Wouldn't that be really cool? And that is what is possible in this time period. So as we go into this week, every single day this week is hugely powerful and important. We start today on a stair step of energy that goes, for the next 3 days, but frankly, through the rest of this week, of ratcheting up this energy. So today it asks us, what do we want to create a limitless amount of? And are we willing to leave at this threshold all of those doubts and fears, all of those limitations, all of those attitudes and beliefs that were based on limitations? And if we are willing to do this as we go into this beautiful full moon period tomorrow, there's a gorgeous portal that's opening up that's all about that self-truth and liberation. And it gives you the opportunity to offer all of that forward and ask your soul to show you and lead you in this path of liberation to what your real truth is. Not all of these things that have been stories that we've told ourselves about life and what we have to put up with or about who we are, to really discover who you truly are under all of those illusions. As we go into then Monday, that brings a day that's all about limitless potential and possibilities. On Tuesday, it asks us to align with a greater amount of truth and unconditionality. Super powerful day. Wednesday brings us an infusion of clarity and wisdom. And that leads us up to the most beautiful spring equinox. So it's going to be a power-packed week, followed by a day that's about the seed of God and being that bridge between heaven and earth. And that will lead us back to coming together again next Saturday. So whatever you choose to do this week, know that this week is never going to come again. So be gentle with yourself. Try to give yourself a little extra space and not cram it with a lot of time pressure so that you can have some time for reflection. You can have some time for meditation and offer up before you go to sleep every night, offer up whatever observations you have, anything that you're willing to release to the universe. And in the morning, set your intentions for how you want to live your day. Because this is a really incredible period. I don't know how to reemphasize that enough. And it'll be interesting at just 1 week from tonight, if you can look back and say, I'm a different person than I was last Saturday. So that, Solazar, is our go with the flow.
Well, thank you, Kirilani, for sharing all that. And I wanted to let folks know also that next Saturday, as you started to mention, when we come back together, is about a new level of spiritual freedom. It's a very powerful and potent day. Good day to be spending some time with us. In the second hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the full moon in Virgo that's coming up early in the early hours. And we'll also talk a bit about the Mars retrograde we've been experiencing for this past month, at least for the last 2 weeks, and how that's impacting some of what we're experiencing right now in this journey. So let's go ahead and go right to our first guest this evening. Now, Carolyn Gervais is an ordained minister in spiritual psychology, a certified hypnotherapist. She has a master's degree in holistic nutrition, and she's been a professional singer for over 20 years. She's been frequently published in the Sedona Journal of Emergence and on numerous websites focused on metaphysical spirituality. Now, from the time she was a little girl, Carolyn has been haunted with questions about why she was here on Earth and why God created humans. After more than 35 years of study and research into metaphysical spirituality, she synthesized, integrated, and expanded all her personal views of how life evolves within us and through us as spiritual beings. In I Dreamed I Was Human, she takes us on an inner journey stretching our minds beyond the limitations of belief and perception, sharing her understanding of how human life connects with soul and spirit, defining what's real and what isn't, how the ego commits murder, whether or not we're influenced by parallel dimensions, and whether our perceptions of God hold us hostage, and so much more. So, as I mentioned, listeners, talking with us tonight about I Dreamed I Was Human, please join us in welcoming Carolyn Gervais to Good Vibrations Radio. Carolyn, welcome to Good Vibrations Radio.
Thank you for having me.
It's truly our pleasure. And where did you want to kick off, Kira? Because, okay. So, Carolyn, tell us, what was it about your life that you felt led you to question why you were here and why God created humans?
Well, it's been an ongoing thing since I was between the ages of 2 and 5. There was a in between those ages, one day I just realized I was here on this planet. And, well, I didn't call it a planet. I didn't know where it was. But, you know, I realized I was somewhere different than I was before I was, than where I was before.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not like the feel of it. It seemed very foreign to me. And I wondered how I got here, why I was here, and what I was supposed to do while I was here. And that's where it began. And then just throughout my life, just experiencing life, I came from a very dysfunctional family, which I know I chose because it pushed me inward. It kept making me question who I was, why I was here, who any of us are. What is the purpose of human life, and why would God create this life? And for me, there's just I saw a lot of suffering from the time I was a child because of the way I was raised and the way my parents viewed life. They saw it as Earth as being a very painful place to be, and so that colored my view. And I was kind of I was introverted, very introverted, and because of that, I was very shy, and so I had a hard time trying to understand how I was supposed to communicate to other humans, even though I had an identical twin sister, and I would watch her, and I would, try to mimic her.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause she seemed to have friends. She was totally different than me in that way. She was more of an extrovert. And so I tried to mimic what she did, but it didn't work for me. So I just kind of kept going more and more inward and questioning life and asking why is my life so different compared to like my twin sisters, when people thought we looked exactly alike, you know. So it had nothing to do with our looks. It had to do who we were on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized that I have to figure out who I am and who other people are and what people do for each other. And at 17, I found that I was pregnant by my very first boyfriend, and my dreams of singing, even though I had sung throughout my childhood, my dreams of furthering my singing career were shattered, you know. And so I became very, very depressed, and I felt like I was being punished, you know, by God. And so I said, okay, God, I don't know who you are. I don't feel like you've really done much for me in my life, and so if you want me to believe in you, you're going to have to prove that you're going to have to prove to me you exist. And so I was led through my intuition and through my questioning to start searching outside the box. And I started reading books that were metaphysical, including Edgar Cayce was one of the very first authors I read. And I would read books about reincarnation and ghosts and psychics and extrasensory perception and just witchcraft, anything I could get my hands on. And then I went into, in later years, Eastern philosophy, which I stayed in that for a very long time. And it's still very much a part of me. And theosophy. I don't know if you're familiar with theosophy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And read a lot of Alice Bailey's books and H.P. Blavatsky, and then there was Perucher. That's his last name. I don't remember the rest of his name. And I read everything I could get my hands on. And I devoured these books like I was just starving. I was starving for truth because I had to know why I had to stay here.
Okay, let's just hold it right there with that, why you mm-hmm. had to stay here. Because we're come up to our commercial break.
Okay.
And we're going to stay with that, is that as you were going through this intense research, we want folks to know that we're talking with Carolyn Gervaise, the author, metaphysician, and author of I Dreamed I Was Human. And you can find out more at www.idreamediwashuman.com. However, we will be back with more of Carolyn and more of the journey and what led her to this revelatory work right after this commercial break.
You can enjoy an evening of inspiration, personal growth, intellectual stimulation, and powerful energy for transformation at the Circle of Light. Connect with other adventurous souls seeking the expanded view outside the box. Join us at the Circle of Light on the third Friday of each month at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajita Road, Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. Doors open at 7 p.m. General admission is $11, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more information.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And this is Solazar. Tonight we're talking with Carolyn Gervaise, a metaphysician and author of I Dreamed I Was Human. And you can connect over to Carolyn's website, idreamediwashuman.com. Now, if you didn't get that, you can go to the guest page of Good Vibrations Radio and connect over that way. And just before we went to the break, Carolyn was sharing with us how her journey, when she was young and also getting pregnant at 17, had led her constantly on this questioning journey of, why am I here? I'm not like my twin sister. This doesn't look like the place I remember. And for those listeners out there, I know while you may not have had exactly that same experience, many of you have had a very similar type of experience.
And Carolyn, in that struggle of really questioning why are we here, what do you believe we're learning by being here on Earth?
We're learning to realize that the real aspect of us is not human. The real aspect of us, the other aspect of us, you might say, is that is a part of that creative force that brought us into existence. We are part of that energy. We are a piece of that energy that has all been we have all been given free will to use our piece of that creative force energy the way we choose to. And so, in doing so, we also agreed to have blinders on as far as who we really were. And I think those blinders came about because as when we first came found ourselves here in this kind of realm, we decided that the five senses were going to be the part of us that we believed was real. And the rest of it, we gradually let it go because we wanted to be the creators of our own kingdoms. So we decided, okay, well, I'm going to create it the way I want it. And each of us do that, and that's fine. But in the process, we start disagreeing on how we all choose to view life and what that means for us. And we have our different likes and dislikes, which will eventually, of course, cause problems with other beings that are doing the same thing. And this is where we found ourselves. So we've kind of gotten trapped in this illusion that we are these human beings with only these five senses that determine what's real and what isn't. And it's time for us to realize there is a much deeper aspect of us, and that is a piece of that creative force, that creative energy that creates all. And we mimic that creative force by co-creating here on Earth.
And Carolyn, why are our beliefs both our truth and our bondage? You talk about that a little in the book. Can you share with the listeners, please?
Sure. Because everything, we came in here with the gift of free will. We decided, okay, I'm going to create my life the way I want it to look and feel. So we make up these images in our heads through our experiences, through our concepts of what we believe is real or not real, through relationships and everything we ever experience. We take all those and put them together and say, okay, this is what my life is going to look like. But you see, we're ending up with is a perception, our perception of what we are choosing to believe is reality, when that is not true, because perception isn't an absolute truth. It's just a perception of the truth. And that's why our beliefs and our thoughts and the choices we make can become our bondage, because we may be choosing something unknowingly that will bring some kind of pain or suffering to us. And and also our belief in what we call the creative force that created us, which, you know, most people call God or the goddess energy. We all have a perception of what that is as well. And as you see, the chaos it's caused, all these different perceptions of what the creative force is all about. And so that becomes our bondage too, because some people believe that this creative force or God is a punishing energy, that we are punished if we do what this creative force thinks is wrong.
Okay.
And go ahead.
I'm sorry, Carolyn. So it seems to me, going back to a couple of things you said, that one I just want to say is on the statement, I'm going to create my life the way I want it to look and feel. I think there's an addendum to that, and that addendum is, so there.
And not, yeah, so, yeah, there.
So there.
Exactly.
But the first thing is, do you think some of this bondage that we create because we're creating this externalized view of our life is also a resonance of fear?
Oh, definitely.
And it's that fear that makes me have to be right. You have to be wrong. I can't be wrong, because then I'm putting my presence in this physical world in this externalized view that I've created, and that defines me.
Right, and if you try to tell me it's not real, that scares me,
yeah,
'cause then I won't know what is real.
So there.
Yeah, there.
Well, and it seems like part of the bondage is also the pre-wiring that we come in with. Can you share a little bit more about that pre-wiring and the role that it plays in our spiritual journey?
Sure. We are multidimensional beings, so we've experienced many forms, many aspects of human life, and probably other kinds of lives as well. And so with all of these experiences, we have been programmed a certain way, and we bring in what our programming is up to that point. We bring in to each what we call new existence or human form, and we bring that in with us, and that kind of that has to do with what we believe up to that point, what we think is real, what we don't think is real, what is love, what is hate, just everything you can imagine that has to do with human existence. And then our parents begin to program us with their wiring and their beliefs. And so we're mixing these different types of ways of thinking with our own, and it's going to come out differently for each sibling, because everybody comes in with a certain kind of wiring, a certain way of existing as human or as any being. We bring this certain mindset with us, and karma as well, what we still have to work on, what we still need to bring up and heal and resolve within ourselves.
Well, and you also mentioned that we have, and I may misstate this, so please correct me. So we have this mistaken idea that we have to define ourselves as human, because that's what we are. And in doing that, we get to deny our divine essence by doing that, because we believe that that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Yes, because that's what we're taught in this world, at least up to this point. And yes, we are coming out of it, but, you know, as you know, it's a process. And everybody has their own process. And so, yes, that's true.
So what is the revelation then of that you experience, that you share with us in the book, of course, but what is the revelation of how we then take our perceived human experience and live a divine one in this world?
We have to realize that, first of all, what we believe is not absolute truth. It's just what we believe. So we have to start looking inside ourselves and asking the questions and being truly honest with ourselves. Who am I really? What am I beyond this human form? And that takes meditation, that takes contemplation, that takes study. It takes a lot of inside work.
See, and at the age of two, I thought I was Zorro. and I found out I wasn't. It was such a depressing journey after that.
I bet it was.
But he does have some Zorro-esque capabilities.
Well, that's good.
But as you said, but you went through that whole journey for yourself also of the meditation and the study and the research. So my question for you also related to that is, With the release of your book, is it important for us to go through that level of research you went through, or can we now take this as a jumping off point for our journey?
Is according to our level of awareness at any moment in time determines what we understand to be truth or not truth. So we start from there. That's where we start from.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, books that are about this kind of thing that are trying to show that we are more than these human forms, yes, we can start there, and hopefully what is in the book will be understood. And if it isn't, then further research is necessary. Contemplation is great. If we are really wanting to know the answer to something, we have that ability to get that answer if that desire is strong enough. And that's where we can begin.
And, you know, you even talk about likes and dislikes in the book, but one of the things I wanted to share for the listeners, because I think it builds off what you offered, is that each of us has to find what resonates for us. And I think what you're sharing, that's really powerful, is that every one of us also has to remember that we're all on this journey.
That's right.
And somebody may like potatoes, and somebody may like broccoli, and somebody may like cauliflower. And it doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means it's what that other person needs for their journey. So,
that's right.
So I believe, and I think you're sharing that also in I Dreamed I Was Human, we never stop the exploration.
Never.
But when it resonates with us, it's time to put that gold ring from the our merry-go-round ride onto the spindle and say, that one's for me.
Right.
Well, and I think of it as that it's all a grand experiment, right? You know, this life is an adventure. We're here on Earth to have all these experiences. And just as a scientist experiments and says, okay, well, that worked out this way, and you try it a different way and it works out that way, part of it is to give that diversity of experience and information back to our soul as part of that co-creative process.
Right. And that's why I say that every experience is a gift. It's a waking up gift. It gives us an opportunity to look at this experience and move through this experience in the highest possible way we can move through it and see and look at what it is showing us about us.
Mm.
About who we are. And everybody will experience who they are in their own way. But books and other teachers that I've even, read about helped me have a beginning point to know where to begin to understand myself. And that's the purpose of teachers and people that are into this kind of thing. It can give somebody else a way to start.
And one of the things that I want to share with the listeners as we go to the commercial break is that I also believe that you're very honest about the issue of this is your journey, this is your truth, you're sharing it with others because it may help them find their own truth or maybe some of the same truth for them. But for everyone listening, we want you to know this is Carolyn Gervais, I Dreamed I Was Human. Right here on Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani on AM 540 KRXA, Radio Monterey. And we will be right back after this commercial break. The gifted light worker and award-winning healer Serendipity channels spirit guides and angels to gain insight into your individual issues. Serendipity pulls in the information from your Akashic records to identify and move you past your blocks, help discover your life path, or even connect with loved ones who have passed over. You can contact Serendipity at 831-917-0158. For a personal consultation. Remember, it's never too late to be who you might have been.
Hi, this is Kirilani. People have been asking me what I've been doing because I look younger and I'm glowing. Well, I'm here to share with you my magic potion. It's called Nerium, which is a phenomenal age-defying skin treatment breakthrough. In clinical results, people like you are seeing on average a 30% improvement in the appearance of lines and wrinkles, skin discoloration, uneven skin texture, enlarged pores, and aging skin. I'm seeing these great results, and so are my family and friends. So check out the real results at kirilani.nerium.com. And the best part to me is Nerium is totally plant-based, grown pesticide-free, no chemicals, no preservatives, and no gluten. Do you want to look younger? Well, try Nerium now. Nourish your skin with a risk-free 30-day trial. Go to kirilani.nerium.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And this is Solazar. Tonight we're talking to Carolyn Gervais, the metaphysician and author of I Dreamed I Was Human. And it's been a fascinating discussion. You can go to goodvibrationsradio.com and connect right over to Carolyn's website, or you can go to idreamediwashuman.com. And I want to do a quick call back to that commercial from Kirilani. People say that they don't always understand the name of that product, and the product name is Nerium, N-E-R-I-U-M. And I'm at fault for not putting that on the website, and I will get to that as soon as I can.
Well, Carolyn, before the break, you were talking about us being multidimensional beings. And for people who aren't familiar with that, what does alternate reality look like? And how do we know if we've experienced popping into one of those alternate realities?
Well, it can happen in so many ways and different ways for everyone. My experiences, I've experienced alternate realities actually while I'm awake and walking around in the world. Where I popped into another reality, or I was experiencing another reality thinking it was the same reality as I'm in every day, until it, that reality disappeared, and then I realized that I had popped into another reality. I can give you an example of that, or
sure.
Not.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Well, when my grandmother was dying after a stroke, my two sisters and I were in the hospital by her bedside, holding her hand and talking to her. And my two sisters, after a while, I saw them get up and exit the room. So I thought they were going to go get some coffee or something. And I thought this was great because this gave me a chance to talk to my grandmother by myself. Because when I got pregnant at 17, I felt that my grandmother was ashamed of me. And so I kind of stayed away from her more than I should have, because I felt, you know, that she was thinking badly of me, and that hurt. And she wasn't, but that's what I felt. And so I hurt her by doing that, because she really wanted to be around me, and I avoided being around her too often. And so after my sisters left the room, I was talking to my grandmother and telling her how sorry I was to have done that to her, but that I was afraid she was ashamed of me, and I'm sorry if I hurt her in any way, that I love her more than anything, and that I'm so happy that I could have had such a wonderful, beautiful, nurturing grandmother in my life. And right then, she opened her eyes, and she was looking at me, and then she was looking at everything around her, like, where am I? And so, but she couldn't mouth the words because she had a stroke and it was affecting her speech. And so I told her she was in the hospital, but that everything was going to be okay, that she had a stroke, but she's going to be okay. And my grandmother never went to a doctor. She never went to a hospital all my life. And so she started pulling out all the needles and tubes out of her, frantically mad, and I was afraid she was going to hurt herself, so I yelled for a nurse and told her to come in and help me. And she wiped off all of the areas where my grandmother had pulled the needles out, and I was trying to calm my grandmother, and finally she laid back down, and I said, it's going to be okay, sweetie. I said, I love you. I want you to know I love you. And she tried to say I love you back, but she couldn't. And I said, it's okay, I know you love me. And she closed her eyes, went back in the coma. Right then, I saw that my two sisters had re-entered the room. And I said, did you see what happened? Did you see Grandma try to talk and everything? And they said, Carolyn. I said, when you left the room? And they said, Carolyn, we never left the room. We'd been here the whole time. That did not happen. We did not see that. We know that you maybe have experienced that, but we didn't.
Interesting.
I was flabbergasted, to say the least. And that was when I was 21. So, you know, these things have been happening to me all throughout my life.
Well, One of the things you bring out in the book, and you touched on earlier, of course, is this whole idea of doing some self-exploration in our journey through the process of meditation. And you had agreed that you would be able to guide us through a bit of a meditation right now. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to do that at this point?
Sure, yes. Okay. Many people ask me how to go about reaching inward to their own light, to their own life essence, and find peace and oneness with that creative source that created us. And what I tell people is that, and I'm going to say what I'm asking the listeners is to relax, sit down or lie down, and relax every muscle and fiber of your being, closing your eyes, and then breathing in the light of what I will call God, the essence of life, or whatever you might call that energy that created and continues to create the universe and you. Then let your mind center on a kind of devotion to that source. That higher power can be God, love, essence, light, cosmic creativity, spirit, a master teacher, a saint, or even Yoda. It doesn't matter what or who you turn to in your time of inward focus, as long as you focus your mind on something or someone that can help you to see beyond your human self. Spend as much time as possible throughout your day looking inward and asking for guidance on whatever specific concern or desire you may have. Now I ask you to continue to relax your mind and body with your eyes closed. And as you feel a peace, as you let go of every tension in your body by concentrating on every aspect of your body, starting with your feet and allowing your feet to relax completely, and then come up to your calves and let your calves relax. Just feel the muscles go completely limp and soft as if you're going to sleep. And then move up to your thighs and the back of your legs and relax those muscles. Feel them go limp. Move up to your hips and your stomach and let those muscles just totally relax and go limp. Now move up to your heart area, your chest area, and feel the breath move in your lungs as you breathe in deeply three times. Breathing in as deep as you can breathe, and then exhaling as far as you can exhale. Let out every bit of air in your lungs. Do it one more time. Breathe in as deeply as you can, feeling the life energy fill your body and your mind, and make your mind feel at peace. Now exhale and do that one more time, breathing in deeply and then exhaling as deeply as you can exhale. Now let your breathing turn to normal and just keep relaxing and concentrating on what is called the intuition center or the third eye, which is right above your eyes, between your eyebrows, right above the bridge of your nose. Now once your mind and body feel relaxed again, let your breathing return to normal and be natural. While concentrating on your intuition center between your eyes, let your thoughts be still or float around you like feathers in a breeze. Some of you may eventually begin to hear a high-pitched or even low-pitched sound inside of your head or body. If that is so, concentrate on that sound instead of thoughts, and let that sound carry you deeper and deeper within your being. This sound is a part of you, a part of your essence, your true essence. If you don't hear a sound, it does not matter. Just concentrate on your intuition center and relax, allowing yourself to go deeper and deeper and deeper. It's normal that when you first begin looking up to your intuition center with your eyes, sometimes we strain a little bit and tighten up. And this is because you're not relaxing your eyes as you are looking up. You are tensing them. It may take some practice, but try to relax your eyes as you look up. In doing so, this helps to relax your mind and calm it so that you can let go more easily. Now, as you relax, this is a mantra. This is one way that, one thing that you can concentrate on when you are meditating. And I call this a mantra. And many of you may have heard of this mantra. Now begin by saying words like, peace be still, or God or peace, reveal yourself to me. And keep repeating that a couple times. Whatever you call God or whatever feels like God, whether it is love for your child or your spouse, the strongest love you have ever known, that can be your word or the feeling you concentrate on as you allow yourself just to relax and let your thoughts float. And here's the mantra. It goes like this. Say it in your head. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still and know. Be still and know. Be still. Be still. Be still. And be. 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 Who you really are. Now just sink into that feeling with your eyes closed and just relax in that feeling of peace and love until you feel like it's time to come out of it. And when you feel like it's time to come back, just think the thought and you will come back. And I suggest that people practice this as often as they can. I do a short meditation to begin with so that people can get used to what it feels like to be in this kind of space. And this is also a space to where you can contemplate your life, contemplate the answers to questions you might have as to who you are, why you are here, and that true life essence within sight of you.
Okay, we want to thank Carolyn Gervais, if you'll hold on, Carolyn. She's the author of I Dreamed I Was Human. This is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani. We're going to the top of the hour news. We have another hour coming on with Liliana Bethany and Nolan Matthew of Seventh Awakening. Go to goodvibrationsradio.com webpage to connect over to I Dreamed I Was Human. Look at that beautiful site that Carolyn has and explore the excerpts of the book and see if this is the one that talks to you. Thank you for listening. We'll hear you after the top of the hour news. Hello, I'm Solazar.
Hi, I'm Carolani, and welcome back to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation on AM 540 KRXA.
Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies. And in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. And our guest this evening is Liliana Bethany and Nolan Matthew. Liliana Bethany and Nolan Matthew are the visionary founders of the Seventh Awakening and the Circle of Light. Through the Seventh Awakening, they've been bringing through the channeled wisdom of the councils of the Seventh Awakening for over two decades. And through the Circle of Light, they've been providing a forum for seekers and light workers to receive guidance, wisdom, and knowledge in a monthly community forum of fellowship since the early 90s. The Circle of Light is scheduled for this coming Friday, March 21st, at the Unitarian Universalist Sanctuary. And tonight, Liliana, the trans channel for the Councils of the Seventh Awakening, will join us to bring through the Council's guidance and information about this pivotal summer equinox. And joining us is...
Spring equinox.
Get it right. But joining us right now is Liliana, channeling through the guidance of the Council of the Seventh Awakening. Good evening, and thank you so much for joining us on Good Vibrations Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening, Nolan.
We're still working on the connection. Are you picking us up okay?
Yes, we can hear you very, very well. Thank you.
Okay, we might have a little few tones here.
All right.
No. Ah, the feared and dreaded quiet time, the radio.
Well, some quiet is actually good. It was a meditative moment.
So, what we dropped in to talk about is where you all find yourselves right now.
Ooh, we may have lost connection.
No, it was just another unpleasant, loud noise. It seems to be permeating the vibrational field.
Wonderful.
So, what we wanted to speak about is where you find yourselves right now. Perhaps the universe will let us this time. What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, we're voting yes.
You have the very first moon of truth, the moon of liberation, the first time ever tonight and tomorrow. You're in that energy right now. So be aware, those of you that are listening, that your truth may be invoked whether you desire it to come out of your mouth or not. And you may have noticed that today. This entire year is the year of truth, but this is the moon in the most powerful month of this entire year. For March has always been dedicated to truth. But how do you find truth? Some people think that is elusive. What say you?
I always felt that truth is individual, that I find my truth and it may not be anybody else's truth.
Absolutely. But how easy has it been for either one of you to discern the truth in this life?
Tough. Yeah, Kira's laughing.
Or something that I thought was truth, I only come to find that I've changed my belief about it.
Well, the interesting thing that we have seen, and we have been watching everybody in physical embodiment since before 1930. Why? Because this is the next experiment, the seventh level of humanity now that is anchoring this year. Yes, you're already in physical embodiment, so you've done that physical reality anchoring, but now you are being challenged to anchor into the lotus, the 999 petal lotus upon the crown chakra, because this is the year of that as well. It is the first prime seed of the 16-7, anchored into the Aquarian Ages energy that began in 2008. And so each of these first 9 years, they are primal. They are the beginning of something entirely different for mankind, a stretch in consciousness, an evolutionary jump in awakening. This could be called the year of the great awakening of man.
Mm.
And it will not just be spiritual, oh no. It will be mental as well, those great and priceless ahas, where everything lays out for you and you see that you are in the middle of a pattern that began so long ago that you forgot it was a pattern and you began to think that it was you.
Hmm.
There will be these emotional awakenings that happen this year. And they will be the ones where you realize whether you have been operating so far in this life in a closed vacuum or you have been open and be part of the all. There will be physical awakenings where you realize that your mind has led you astray to the sacrifice of your physical body. In other words, while you weren't paying attention, sometimes no one's minding the house. Think of your body as your house. Think of all the different aspects of your body, all the way down to pure energy that keeps you alive. Well, you are just as much an electromagnetic being as anything is that has life. And the truth is that everything has life. When you have respect for that, you have respect for yourself. And when you have respect for yourself, you no longer lie to yourself. You answer yourself truthfully about what each and every motivation that you have. And the ones that are justifiable, you very quickly set them to side and do not rest on your laurels. But the ones that have eluded you or have actually lied to you, those are the ones that you need to focus on this month especially, but for this entire year, because what you do from the first of the month to the end of the month is going to determine what this entire year is about, because it is the prime month of creation for this year. And notice that it falls in the first 6 months, the creative cycle, where some years it is all about manifesting. So it is a year of exhaling. This is a year to inhale, because that is where you find your truth. And you will never know universal truth until you find your truth, because that tells you what kind of spin you put on it. So here you have this great moon of awakening, this great moon of liberation, followed very quickly by spring equinox. But not like any other spring equinox that has ever existed in any of your lives, and especially this lifetime. Because this is the first spring equinox for the seventh race of man, the seventh level of humanity, the unfoldment of evolution as man goes from the heights of the mental body that began in the industrial age and is ending now in the age of communication after already going through the age of technology. When one age ends, another one doesn't necessarily begin at the same time. Some things begin to die before something else can be born. And you witness that by looking out and seeing the atrocities that some of your fellow beings are perpetuating on the planet and on mankind. They have a rush for destruction. They have a yearning for oblivion because they've reached the end of what they can discover. Because until you claim your self-truth, you can discover nothing of worth, nothing that is new, nothing that is vital for the perpetuation of the human species upon the planet. And that is found in your heart. And that is April. When you get into the month of April, it is going to be provoking you to open your heart. And to do that first, you have to let go of your fear of what you will find, because emotions have been stuffed down ever since you had a memory in this life to make your own decisions. So it is like Pandora's box. What is in there? And then, as soon as you ask yourself that, the greatest fear that mankind has embraced, which is the fear of the unknown and the unknowable. See, the unknown brings up all those thoughts of being rudely surprised. You're going along minding your own business and a piano falls on you. Those kind of surprises. But if you go and look at the unknowable, that brings about your mortality, the fragility of life itself. Can you see that?
Yes.
Yes.
Unknowable means you will never know it. It's unknowable, and man needs to know. You're in the mental body, and perhaps one of the greatest impulses in the body is the need to know, which is called curiosity. And we will tell you that every soul that has saved themselves and climbed out of the box and liberated their mind and starting to follow their spirit has had curiosity. But they've also had courage. And courage comes from your solar plexus. It comes from its interchange with the organ that is your liver. And it is how you deal with stress. It is how you deal with the unknown. It is how you deal with anger and frustration and envy and greed and lust and all the avarice sins. No wonder that it is the home of fears and doubts. And in a time of limitation, the world did everything it could to validate you feeling that way, and it was not safe, and it was not meant to be safe. So why should you trust that things can be safe now? Ah, so that same organ that produces the fears and the doubts also produces courage. And just like hate and love cannot exist in the same moment, fear and courage can't either. So your self-truth is finding out why you are sabotaging yourself by holding back the truth because you have a fear of what you will find. And we'd like to alleviate that tonight. For everyone that is listening, we would like to tell you, you have been forgiven and you have forgiven. And all of that takes is for you to realize that nothing that has ever happened to you in this life has been worthless, that everything has been of priceless value. Some things you appreciated and some things you didn't, just like music or art, but each one of them was valuable or they would not have been allowed to manifest in this physical reality, because more than any other time in the history of this world, there were more parameters on who could be born into physical form right now, because we looked for those that were the most likely to succeed. And those were the ones that were given the pass, given the token, allowed to manifest in physical form. So there is no one here by accident. You have the doers and you have the observers. And fourth, fifth, and sixth root race are the observers now. And the seventh root race, you are the doers. In your doing, all will be done. This is the time to visualize the world that you want, that you have thought was here when you were a child. And the longer that you lived and the more incidents that happened, it started to prove to you that this was not where you were meant to be, that you had been lied to. You forgot your original commitment to this life, and you thought it had been foisted upon you. Hard time on planet Earth, when you had stood in line more than anyone has for any concert in this world. You went over your plans painstakingly. your astrology, your numerology, your master matrix. You came up with literally the grand plan for the Great Awakening. And it is encoded within you. It is that electromagnetic field. So do not be afraid that you do not have the tools or the ability that you need to be one of the lights that illuminates this world for all others to see. For it is geared within you. And all it takes is your free will to want that more than you're afraid of it. You know how easy it is to breathe when you have given out all your breath? That's where you're at now. And waking up to who you are is just as easy as taking that breath when your lungs feel that they will collapse from want. Now, this is a good time for any questions or comments.
So what can the listeners do at this moment in time after receiving all that wisdom to really take advantage of this moon of truth tonight and tomorrow and move forward into the spring equinox?
And look at the spring equinox as a new beginning, as a new birth, because that's what spring is. It is when the winter comes out of its slumber, the times when it is internal. Because spring is a bursting out of external. And what you can do to facilitate that, because it comes this Thursday and Friday, you can start to ask yourself the questions that no one else will ask you and that you have been afraid to ask yourself because you did not want to know what the answer was because you felt helpless to do anything about it. But we're here to validate that you are not helpless. Like we said, you have every single tool you need. You just have to give permission to trust enough to use them.
Okay.
So ask for the truth. Look in the mirror and ask yourself, what is the greatest truth that I am hiding from myself? And watch your eyes, because your eyes can't even lie to you. You will know if you're lying. You will see it in your eyes. So ask again. But this time, command your mind to tell you what your greatest fear is. And isn't that a good way to start learning self-truth?
Yes.
We would tell you any other time, start little and go big. But the dress rehearsal, it is over. You are now in the play. You're writing the scenarios that people will live out for 1,000 years by what you can do and what you won't do. Because there's no such thing as can't do any longer. When you go into limitlessness, out of limitations, that's a luxury you have to give up or not come into physical embodiment, because it is not endorsed by the energy of life.
So for the sake of the listeners, I just want to let them know that the Council of the Seventh Awakening are a group of ascended masters, elementals, angelic beings in service to the...
You never know who you're going to get.
Exactly. It's a smorgasbord, and we all know how we all love those. So I'd like to ask if it's all right to ask the listeners if any of them would like to call in with questions.
That is perfectly acceptable. Come, talk to us.
So we want to let the listeners know that the number is area code 831-899-5792. That's 899-KRXA. If anyone would like to call in and ask the council about anything that's been brought up or anything that they would like to ask them.
Buddha just called in. Can we take that call?
And what is Buddha's
Buddha
question?
Buddha would like to know, what is so wrong with desire? If you have the right desire, it is the motivation that you need to manifest enlightenment.
And for those people who have tamped down their desire for so long that they can't feel it anymore, do you have any suggestions for how to get that going again?
You have to do something dramatic. like throwing yourself into the ocean before it's warm enough, like going into a cold shower. You need to shock your system. You have cuddled yourself for too long. No excuses any longer are valid, because an excuse is just you hiding from the truth. And when you say, I don't know, then your soul's going to be asking you, why don't you know? And when are you going to know? Do you think we've scared everyone off?
No, I think everyone is listening.
We'd be funny. That is in that adage of you get more bees with honey than you do with vinegar, yes?
Yes. And we want to remind folks that the number is 831-899-5792 if they'd like to call in and ask the council a question. So as we go through this year of inhaling is what I believe.
Yes.
So
everybody that's listening right now, inhale as deep as you can. And did you feel you had to climb a little bit out of your tight box to do that? And were there any of you out there that hurt? Because if it did, that saying, it hurts me to open it so fully to life that my body becomes animated. Oh, heaven forbid. If you hear the frogs.
We do.
We actually are not in the pond, but it sounds like we are.
So you mentioned the 999 petal lotus sitting on the crown chakra.
Yes.
And I have to admit that I'm not familiar with that. Could you explain that a little more of what that means to us and how we should embrace that?
Well, there are 55 chakras, but the seventh chakra, which is the one that unleashes you from mundane reality in third dimension and allows you to go in to the burgeoning of the fourth dimension that is anchoring. It is right there at your soft spot in the head that you had open and you could feel your heartbeat when you were young. That is the pulse point of you, just as much as the heart is. The heart center anchors in its pulse you to life, to this reality. But the one on your crown keeps you open to the divine creator and your soul at all times, because it never became totally solid. And for those beings that become more and more awake, you will actually start to see an emanation from their crown, because that is what Jesus and Mary and Buddha and many of the sacred beings have had. It is a sign that they are totally open for business.
So some of the paintings you saw from the Renaissance, you would see people with that kind of glow or halo around their head. That is real. That's the crown opening?
Yes, that is real. That is the crowned opening. And the other thing is, they usually say the thousand petal lotus. They did that and it caught on because people were tired of saying 999.
Got it.
But what that did was reverse alchemy, or should we say negative alchemy, because there is more power in the 999, which creates a portal of integration, completion, and graduation. So it is a portal to higher awakening, kind of like a wormhole is. But when you took it to 1,000, you started over. You didn't revel. You didn't milk that graduation energy, especially the integration, which it allows you in this life to remember all the past lives you've had that are a major consequence in how they influence this life.
And as you shared earlier, in that integration phase, that's part of that accepting every experience that we have had as the gift that it is, correct?
Yes. Yes, it's kind of like we watch mankind, and you know how when you go into college, you talk to your counselor, and you tell them what you want to be, and they tell you what you need to take to be what you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
You're in that stage right now. This is the year of self-truth, so you finally know what it is you really want, because the universe is never going to be able to manifest what you want or what makes you happy until you know and you give them the instructions on how to do it. That is part of the limitations of everyone trying to give their responsibility away and making God or someone else responsible for their misfortune. That's passing the buck. The buck stops with you. You attract every single thing to you. And if you do not like what you're attracting, then you have to sit down and find out how. You have to break that line of communications. The more times you do something, the deeper the rut. And sometimes you get so deep in the rut that you can't see the sun. And you forget that you're in a rut. You think you're on the narrow path.
I'm just asking if you would like to ask.
But all it is a rut.
Okay,
and so the blessing in that life is when the rain begins to fall. Because when the rain falls, you look up. And instead of the tunnel stretching forward to you into infinity, you see the sky. And when you see the sky, you see the all. Because the sky and the whole atmosphere of this planet is exactly like the membrane around every cell in your body, above and below. In this time of limitations, they will unite. And as they do, duality will be ended. And as duality ends, there is no dark and there is no light. There is only the magic and power of manifestation through illumination. Everything becomes illuminated. When you turn on your light, to turn on the light, you have to be truthful with yourself.
We have Lorena online who would like to ask a question. Lorena, can you hear?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello,
okay.
hello.
Hello to you. Would you share with the audience more information about how they can prepare themselves to really integrate the beautiful energy of the spring equinox that's coming up next week?
Besides telling them that it's like a rebirth, a new birth, an awakening?
Right. How can they?
You are the ones that always ask what the script is when we're talking to you about self-truth. Because who do you think writes the most powerful script? There is no average. There is no saying, this is something that is going to work for you. Everyone is trying it because it hasn't happened before. So no one knows how it works. You've got to figure this one out.
Okay.
So it's asking asking ourselves that question and being open to listen to the answer.
Everything you said was like every other word, like your voice was dots and dashes. And we were wondering if that was because of your assignment. Connecting the dots. The creative Kira has dots and dashes.
Oh, right. She has some dashes. Okay.
And what are dots and dashes? But the dot is the point where you're in balance and stabilized, and the dash is when you move forward to the next point.
I see. Okay. Well, it looks like we all have the adventure. All of us have an adventure of our very own.
Thank God for that. What a blessing.
Yes,
you
indeed.
All want to be a unique, and then we tell you how unique each one of you are, just as different as every snowflake is.
That's
but you
right.
still try to come up with averages. I still have to set that. Have you noticed the world still doing that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is the average this. This is the average that. Don't you wonder who sits around and takes the time to accumulate all that? And at the end of their lifetime, what are they going to say they accomplished?
Hmm.
We guarantee you that the people that are focusing outside on what's going on are the ones that are missing the picture that's going on the inside. And just like going to the movies, you get your previews, and then you get the main movie. And if you come in that middle of the movie, no one is going to reverse it for you so you can see what it was you missed. We cannot stress enough that this is the time to give everything that is important importance. No more shortcuts to the fact when you could make something better if you took more time and energy in it.
So, Lorraine,
no more putting things off to the last minute and stressing out your body, which immediately gives the body a death hormone. What do you think stress is? It is the major killer, because you get to the point of stress much more than you all wallow in fear. So just by comparison, where fear seems worse, stress is more. So it becomes worse.
We wanted to thank Lorena for calling in and asking her question. And Lorena, do you believe you have your answer?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes.
Many blessings.
Blessings to all.
Thank you for listening. So we think maybe it seems like it might be good to mention to the folks listening that this coming Friday, again, at the Circle of Light, March 21st, at the Unitarian Universalist Sanctuary, that you will be bringing through more guidance about the spring equinox, the Great Awakening. Well, that... that the Councils of the Seventh Awakening will be bringing through wisdom and guidance about the spring equinox and the Great Awakening. And that,
as well as doing an activation with the symphonic and planetary gongs for helping you make the most of that passage.
Sure. So we're going to go ahead. This is Good Vibrations Radio with Kirilani and Solazar. We're going to go to a commercial break. And when we return, hopefully we'll have the council or Liliana and Nolan back. And we seem to have lost them in that transition as Lorena left. And if not, we'll certainly continue on with some additional information that we wanted to share before we close tonight's show. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Mama loved the Bible. Daddy loved the bars. Both of them are liable for Hathaway I are. Got a little devil and an angel around me. Lordy-dee. Well, okay, world, I admit it. The only thing I'm really good at is being me.
Welcome to the world of diamond consciousness. The unequivocal yes.
With Diamond Alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
Tanziana has had the gift of healing all her life. Since 1995, she's devoted her training and studies to the art of self-healing through gentle touch. Tanziana uses her touch and her alignment with her council of spiritual masters and elementals to move you through your challenges and blocks. Let your personal fairy godmother provide energetic healing, create your personal sacred space, or minister to your special ceremony, life, weddings, divorces, anniversaries, or birthdays. You can contact Tanziana at 831-884-9827 to schedule your special fairy godmother event, open to the healing touch of the fairy godmother.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And this is Solazar. We'll just let you know that Liliana Bethany and Nola Matthew, are gone for this evening. They shared, the council has left. They shared the information they wanted to share. We want to go back to this coming Friday, March 21st, at the Unitarian Universalist Sanctuary. The Circle of Light will present the Spring Equinox, the Great Awakening, which will have channeled guidance from Liliana Bethany, as well as an activation from Liliana and Nolan. And you can find out more by calling area code 831-484-1923. It is $22 admission, $18 for students and seniors. And you can be a student and senior at the same time. Doesn't really matter, $18.
It's again at the Unitarian Universalist Sanctuary at 490 Aguajito Road, right there at the Highway 1 Pebble Beach exit. So it's really easy to get to. Beautiful place right in the woods, and it'll be a great adventure to celebrate spring together. So come on out. It's a wonderful community gathering, and would love to meet the listeners.
So a couple of quick notes. We mentioned we'd talk a little bit about the full moon, but if you were listening to the council, of course, you know, this is the moon of truth. A couple of other points I want to bring out about the moon is that this moon is asking us to go with what the council was saying, not only where we are right now, but what's not here in our life. It's time, as we've said throughout this month, and we've been saying it for a while, is this is the month to really determine what your truth is, as the council was talking about. This is the time for you to start paying attention to your habits, your patterns, your routines that you've used. Even going back to what Carolyn said in the first hour, you've used to put these externalized around you and said, this is my life. This is what defines me. This is how I'm defined. Ain't the truth. So it's time to start breaking those, taking those apart, getting rid of those things that no longer serve you, shifting those habits and patterns into ones that do serve you. So this full moon is very, very powerful, and we really appreciate the council bringing it out as that full moon of truth as well. And so this month is the month where we're supposed to be looking inside ourselves. So I'm going to ask a question, because we all do this. If you've been also externally seeking answers and guidance for you to get someone else to tell you what to do, this ain't the month for it. As a matter of fact, there's really no month for it. This is really the time when we have got to bring ourselves out by deciding, determining what our true self is, what our true essence is, what our true divinity is. It's critically important this month, especially for this year, which is all about the liberation of the self. So this full moon is critically important for us as we go through the rest of the journey of March and the rest of 2014. Also, we've had 2 weeks of Mars in retrograde. Now, this is an interesting time because, remember, Mars is the ruler of Aries, and as we go into the spring equinox on the 20th, which is actually Thursday, spring equinox on the 20th, the sun enters into Aries, and this is the time of that outgoing energy, that aggressive energy, that being in the lead, that being to the front. And yet Mars is moving retrograde through Libra. It's not a happy place for Mars. So what it's forcing us to do is look inside. Mars is examining itself because it's being forced to as it makes a backward journey through Libra, forcing us to examine ourselves. And I can't think of a better time for this to be happening than right now in this month. And it's supposed to continue all the way through the 20th of May with some residual up to June. So right through the creative cycle of this year, we are being pushed by Mars to examine inwardly and shed. Go ahead, Kira.
But wouldn't that be a good thing? Because wouldn't it force us to examine within ourselves where we have the tendency to go to war, where we have the tendency to go to aggression, where we have the tendency to push or bully our way through things and find a more balanced path of the path of Libra?
Not trying to knock it. Actually, it's forcing us to examine all of those areas where we push ourselves forward. It's really not just about war, which is certainly one of those areas. And it seems to be a prominent area. But what we have to go back to is what Carolyn, we really didn't get to it in that first hour with her, is this idea of the ego. For instance, all of our aggression comes from a sense of the ego. So really, Mars is more about us putting our ego in front of what our true desire is, even as the Council's Buddha said, right? Nothing wrong with desire. It's just which desire is it? And so really, as we go in through that self-examination, we shouldn't limit ourselves to just a self-examination of where we go for war, but a self-examination of any place where we have pushed ourselves out there, where we create a conflict in communication, where we create an issue where none really needed to be if we just took a few moments. I mean, that's been the whole experience of this Mars retrograde right now, is watching for those things. So I agree with you. I'm just saying I think it's even more than that, although you may feel that's the biggest. So
I, at one point, read this book called, I believe it's called A Path to Peace, and it talks about how if we are creating the environment for peace through an open heart, we are creating that as the path unfolds in front of us. And if we can work on those things that Mars is putting forth for us to examine, that's those places where we're out of alignment, where we're out of balance. So it really is a wonderful gift in this year of truth that Mars and Libra are doing that dance together.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I didn't want to make it, I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't want to make it sound like I think it's a bad thing. I don't. I think it's an excellent thing. But I think it's so synchronistic and so coherent. I also want to let listeners know about next week. Julie King, the founder of Rota Productions, will join us. She'll share some of her intuitive insights using the Voyager Tarot. And Kirilani and I will actually talk more about the equinox and going forward and some of what we can expect in the second hour next week. But first hour will be Julie King calling in, and then the second hour will be us. And in closing out tonight, did you want to say something else before we close?
Yeah, I just wanted people to put on their calendars. Wednesday, March 26th, we'll be doing our next session to talk about the energy of April. So if you want to call in and learn more about how to take advantage of that vibrational map of April, put it on your calendar.
Okay, and we're going to close out tonight with a meditation for peace. And once again, if you're driving, give us your intention, not your focus. For everyone else, I want to thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Many blessings, and let's go ahead and bring some peace to the world. So we're doing the meditation to the music Hope, from Sean Paul and by courtesy of Sean Paul Productions. Dwight Eisenhower reminded us, we seek peace knowing that peace is the true climate of freedom. Attract world peace. Thoughts become things, whether conscious or unconscious.
Mother Teresa said, if we have no peace, it's because we've forgotten that we belong to each other.
The law of attraction states, that which is like unto itself is drawn. We've attracted our current circumstances with our past thoughts and actions. Let's try again.
As John F. Kennedy said, the problems of the world can't possibly be solved by skeptics or cynics whose horizons have become limited by the obvious realities. We need men who can dream dreams that never were.
The law of attraction tells us to dream of a world at peace. Believe it's possible. Dare to change your thoughts and act as if we're at peace.
Gandhi told us, you must be the change you wish to see in the world.
And Bernard Baruch said, if the history of the past 50 years teaches us anything, it's that peace does not follow disarmament. Disarmament follows peace.
John F. Kennedy shared, one person can make a difference, and every person should try.
One of the greatest modern statesmen, Winston Churchill, taught us that courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen.
Visualize a world at peace. Martin Luther King Jr. asked us to take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step.
John F. Kennedy said that peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly process, gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, quietly building new structures. Attract world peace.
Nelson Mandela taught us, if you want to make peace with your enemy, you'll have to work with your enemy, and then he becomes your partner.
And Moshe Dayan told us, if you want to make peace, don't talk to your friends, talk to your enemies. Act as if we're at peace.
Harry Truman said, it is understanding that gives us an ability to have peace. When we understand the other fellow's viewpoint and he understands ours, then we can sit down and work out our differences.
The Dalai Lama told the world, each of us must learn to work not just for oneself or one's own family or nation, but for the benefit of all humankind. Universal responsibility is the key to human survival. It's the best foundation for world peace.
Buddha reminded us that all that we are is a result of what we've thought.
Be grateful for a world at peace.
Attract world peace.
Believe our world is at peace.
Albert Einstein taught that imagination is everything. It's the preview of life's coming attractions. Attract world peace.
The Dalai Lama shared, love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries.
And Maya Kincaid shared a message from the humpback whales. Peace does not occur by changing your neighbor, your friend, or politician. It happens when humans take the personal responsibility to be peace itself. It begins at home with a peaceful heart.
Think of the changes that would occur in the lives of people you know. Not to mention how this would ripple out to others. Imagine how your life would change by this simple practice. Attract world peace.
Attract world peace.
Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all.